A ship acted like a lightning rod. So for the entire duration of their trip, the Jade Shadow would be pounded by energy bolts. It would be quite a show visually, but an extremely bumpy ride. And there was another reason the rift was so dangerous. A stigma was attached to the place. A stigma that went above and beyond the fact that it was simply a bad place for a ship to be. Silgall had seen fit to enclose in her transmission a whole host of first-person reports that came uncomfortably close to being classified as ghost stories. At first, Luke was confused as to why Silgall had included them. He was inclined to lump them into the same categories as cabin fever and space sickness. But then he realized that report after report insisted that force sensitives were more strongly affected than others. Most planets here would not thrive particularly well, Luke supposed. The constant high levels of radiation were not exactly conducive to the vast majority of life forms. He wondered how the Ang-Ti managed to survive as well as they seemingly did. Luke stretched, rose, and went to the small area that served as a galley. Hungry? Ben looked up from the hologram.
I'm 16. Of course I'm hungry.
Luke grinned and selected two bowls of brogy stew and a Nerf steak, programmed the requisite amount of time into the pulse oven, and returned to where his son was sitting. So, brief me, he said, leaning back in his chair. He put his old-timer voice on again.
And remember, young apprentice, your continued progress depends on this report.
That got a full-fledged grin from Ben.
Well, he said, I'm not quite done going through it all yet. Silgall sent me a metric ton of information.
When faced with an overwhelming amount of information, begin at the beginning. Start with the basics. What are they like physically? Ben touched a pad, and a holographic image about a third of a meter high appeared. It was bipedal, standing squarely on feet that had two clawed digits in front and one in the back. A large tail swept behind it. Its forelegs had two digits and seemed disproportionately tiny. It was covered with overlapping bony plates, from the long tail to its skull. Large eyes peered out beneath a plate that resembled a helmet. Each of the jointed plates had some kind of markings that were either painted, etched, or tattooed on. It was hard to tell at this size.
They look reptilian, but actually they're edentate mammals, Ben said. They're about 2 meters tall and...
The pulse oven announced that their meals were ready with a soft chime. Ben, suddenly reminding Luke that even though his son was a Jedi Knight and had been through more than Luke had ever imagined at his age, he was also a ravenous teenager, practically sprang from his chair to get their food, leaving his sentence unfinished. Luke continued to study the three-dimensional animated model and raised an eyebrow when the small image suddenly shot forth not one, but six long, thin, squirming tongues. A few moments later, Ben brought their meals back on trays, along with two steaming cups of calf and four sweet cakes that looked evilly gooey. Thanks, Ben, but I don't want any sweet cakes, Luke said as he reached for the calf and sipped it.
Oh, I know. Those are for me.
Ben began cutting his steak as he talked, his eyes still on the Ang-Ti. For all his joking complaints, he was clearly very interested. In his role as the son of the Jedi Grand Master, he had attended several diplomatic functions and met a staggering variety of beings. He was no back-planet farm boy seeking novelty, as Luke had been at his age. But the Ang-Ti were mysterious, unknown, elusive, and intriguing.
So yeah, about 2 meters tall, and they can apparently use those tails quite effectively in combat, Ben said, then took a bite of steak and chewed.
Speaking of combat, what are their tactics in battle? That seems to be what we know best about them from the brief glance I had at Silgall's summary. Ben paused in mid-chew, his green eyes narrowing.
She gave you a summary?
Luke chuckled and took a bite of the stew. Instructor's prerogative. Keep going. You're doing fine. Ben swallowed, scowled, and continued.
Well, like I said, they can slap you with that tail pretty good. They also have these... Well... They're like clubs or sticks wrapped up in some kind of wiring that delivers a very powerful stun.